Okay, here's the backstory on the cover of this bulletin. I was thinking about the dragon of inferiority and or low self-esteem, and last two or three weeks I've been thinking about it, and I was looking for examples. And lo and behold, it came to my mind. I mean, if the Cubs don't have an inferiority complex, they should. And then I was thinking about that, and I'm going to bring up a few other things, but I was thinking about that, and then there was a prophecy on television about the Chicago Cubs, and so I said, well, that works for this message, so I want to show you the prophecy. All you Cub fans, there's a prophecy that took place about 30 years ago, and I want to show it to you.
Hey, kid, I'm $100, will you, and help save the clock tower?
Sorry, no.
Come on, kid, that's an important historical landmark.
Look, some other time.
Lightning struck that thing 60 years ago.
Wait a minute. Cubs win World Series. Against Miami?
Yeah, it's something, huh? Who would have thought? 100-1 shot.
Now, just so you get the date on this, this was from Back to the Future 2. We have a date.
Doc, look at this. It's changing.
October 22nd, 2015. It was prophesied 30 years ago, so there is hope. Let's pray for the message. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us about sometimes our low self-esteem and feelings of inferiority at times through this message. And I ask that it would be given your spirit so that it would go to our hearts of who we are as your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Been doing this series on dragons of the mind, and today I want to talk about the dragon of inferiority, but they come in all shapes and sizes and various ways, but they're things like fear and worry and unforgiveness and guilt and anger and doubt, and they're like dragons in our minds, and they tear us up. It could be bondage to our past, could be resentment or bitterness or all kinds of things. Just to mention a few of them. Dragons of the mind are things that haunt us in our minds, and they kind of loom over us like fire-breathing beasts at times. Our lives, our future, our ability to live fully in the present is often blocked by these dragons of the mind. We get paralyzed by them. They kind of guard the roads in our minds that lead to fulfillment or health or peace of mind. Today I want to deal with a dragon of inferiority. And I've already shown you one example of it. This dragon, its breath causes us to lose confidence. It makes us feel a sense of worthlessness. This dragon's breath causes us to shrink in size, to feel small. Several studies that I've read about inferiority and low self-esteem and lack of confidence, it actually afflicts about 85% of us. So I know I'm talking to somebody today out there. As our most difficult problem, the dragon of inferiority, low self-esteem, it's a dragon that haunts the majority of us here today. I expect that for many of us here today, there's an uneasy sense, a kind of a gut-level feeling of inadequacy at times, inferiority or low self-worth. It kind of hangs over us like a fog bank at times. It paralyzes us in terms of how we live our lives and things we do. And even if we know that we are a child of God, we seem to be bound by this deep sense of inadequacy. It's kind of like we live in the shadow of the dragon's wings. And it breathes defeat, failure into our lives, especially when it wakes up. I've seen people who live in the shadow of this beast, and because it is a dragon of the mind, it becomes awake and active in our lives, and then people waste gifts that God has given them. There's usually a loss of human potential. There's watered-down living. And a lot of times I'm just, I weep at what it does to people in terms of their lives. And you know, God also weeps over this dragon's control of people because it costs people their lives in many ways. Now, it seems like we all struggle with this dragon of the mind at times. Very few people have fully overcome the shadows and the hauntings of self-doubt or nagging feelings about who they are and what they can be and do. Low self-esteem. Inferiority begins in the crib a lot of the time. Just as the baby begins life, the dragon whelp is born as well, and it grows with us, and it goes through kindergarten and the teen years. And in adult life, this dragon's wings darken many people from the light of day. Sometimes it sleeps, but it always awakens when people are moved forward in terms of fulfillment. It breathes this breath of low self-esteem, causing them to shrink or feel small or inadequate. Jesus one time told a story about talents. And the man with one talent was immobilized by fear and feelings of inadequacy. And because he was so afraid of failure, he didn't invest his talent. He buried it in the ground and tried to play it safe. His life was kind of like a frozen asset, frozen by fear generated from this dragon of inferiority or low self-esteem. He was afraid of failure. Afraid of taking a risk, afraid of being compared to other people. The other two were making their investments as well. And he did what a lot of people do when this dragon comes to call. He did nothing. And that is exactly what this dragon wants. His breath freezes us, paralyzes us, so that we are tied into a life or a job far below our potential. And living in the shadow of this dragon of the mind destroys our dreams and our goals in life. It thwarts God's plan of fulfillment in terms of who we are as His people. And like all the dragons of the mind that are created and live in us, they talk to us. These dragons of the mind cause us to forget that we are children of God. Now, you need to hear this. They cause us to forget that we are God's children. The dragon of inferiority, low self-esteem, breathes on us a breath that causes us to lose our memory. We forget our Father's face. We forget our brother Jesus' presence in our lives. There are so many times in my life when I'm getting ready to do something, and I know that I'm either going to be in public or I'm going to be standing up in front of people or I'm going to be doing something. And remember who you are. Remember who you are. So as a reminder of who we are, read with me 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Here we go. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Remember who you are as God's children. Read with me 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Once again, remember who you are. Both of these scriptures tell us that if we have received Jesus as our Savior and we're walking with Him, we are God's children whom He loves and highly esteems. But for many of us, we still live in the shadow of the dragon. Inferiority, low self-esteem, even though we are esteemed highly by God as His children. One of the things that I see happen in the banquets is people come in there and they are living under the wings of this dragon. And God loves them and He keeps telling them. It's time some of us had some bold dreams and goals. It's time some of us get into the world with our witness in a far greater way. What holds us back? A lot of times it's the shadow of inferiority and His dragon breath that whispers in our minds, you can't do that. You're just not that good. And then in its shadow, we experience the fear of criticism or the world's opinion or just taking a risk. What happened to your dreams? Where is the vision God put before you? What wrecked it? Your sins and transgressions and bad happens? For some, it might have been our sin. But for most of us, our dreams are either delayed or destroyed because of this dragon of low self-esteem, inferiority, and it breathes into our thinking that we are worthless, that we are like a worm. We're very small. And as a result, we never realize our full potential as one of God's people. Inadequacy, inferiority, a sense of being worth very little covers us. We have forgotten our Father's face and our brother Jesus' presence in our lives. So often I have to talk to myself, remember who you are. We live in the shadow of this dragon. We have forgotten or denied who we are as God's people. Think about these scriptures that we just read. We are children of God, and He loves us and esteems us highly. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. True, once we were nothing, but through Jesus we are God's children. Now, William Carey, who was a missionary to India, said it this way. He said, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. The dragon of inferiority attacks our relationships as well. This dragon goes after our relationship with God first. It whispers that we are worthless, inadequate, inferior, therefore God probably does not really love us or care about us. This dragon leans over us in our mind and whispers, isn't it God's fault that you are this way? After all, He made you the way you are. He could have probably done better and probably should have done it differently, but He didn't. And the dragon kind of smiles and pats you on the back and says, it seems to me He cares for others and gives them a lot of things and talents. It must mean God really isn't concerned about you. They seem to be okay, but you aren't. And the dragon fogs you with his breath, and inner questions and resentments begin to foul your relationship with God the Father. And we forget our Father's face. You see, a dragon of inferiority makes you critical of your design. And then it isn't long until you become resentful towards God, the designer of who you are. This kind of thinking then contaminates our understanding of God and how He really feels about us. And then we get all mixed up and it ruins our relationship with God. Low self-esteem, the dragon of inferiority, also spoils our relationships with other people. One of the easiest ways to cope with feelings of inadequacy and inferiority is to pull in on yourself, raise the drawbridge, hide under the wings of this dragon, and only occasionally peek out at the world around you. Jesus gave us the two commandments that would lead to eternal life and would guide us in our earthly lives. The second of those commandments is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Well, we're only able to give to others what we have a proper, healthy opinion of ourselves. And if this dragon wields its power in our lives, we end up devaluating ourselves. And then we become overly absorbed in ourselves, and then we have nothing to give to other people. I find that the hardest people to get along with are people who don't like themselves. They don't like themselves, and therefore they don't really like anybody else and are always running people down, being critical of them, full of anger. They're hard to get along with, low self-esteem, feelings of inadequacy, worthlessness, wreck interpersonal relationships more than anything else that I can think of. If you suffer from the presence of this dragon of the mind, you end up asking other people to do for you what no other person can do, to make you feel adequate, to make you feel worth something. And if you're ruled by this dragon, then you put heavy demands on your spouse or your children or your friends or your neighbors or your church. If this dragon rules and breathes its lies into you continuously, you may become either suspicious, everybody's against you and hostile toward you, or you cringe in life situations, or you cling to people. And this dragon also will sabotage your Christian service. Pastors get nearly drowned in the torrent of downgrading of potential that are poured over us as excuses for not doing something that God is calling them to do. I realize that everybody can't do everything, but I constantly run into this dragon of mine. It breathes its deprecating breath on people who I ask to do something for the Lord. Teach a Sunday school class, sing up here and worship, give a talk on a banquet weekend, serve on a banquet team, work with youth. So often the dragon will say, "Jack, I can't do that. That's just not my gift. I can do something else." Did you ever notice that God doesn't choose superstars to do his work? I mean, check it out. From Moses to Gideon to the prophets to some of the kings to the disciples, they're not superstars. It seems that God takes people with shortcomings, infirmities, inadequacies, gives them a work to do, and then and only then supplies them with a sufficient grace to get the job done. There are not many wise, not many noble, not many supermen, not many wonder women on God's team. Read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Here we go. "For consider your call, brethren. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. Therefore it is written, 'Let him who boasts, boast of the Lord.'" Now the dragon of inferiority sometimes takes this scripture and uses it to beat you with. He breathes, he says, "See, I told you. You weren't much to begin with. God's word even says you're nothing right here." To which I will say it again, remember who you are. We are God's children. But some of us have forgotten our Father's face and the presence of Jesus in our lives because we listened to this dragon. This dragon often robs God and you of marvelous opportunities to show off his power and ability through your weaknesses. Nothing sabotages Christian service more than thinking so little of yourself that you never really give God a chance to even work through you. Now let this scripture in 1 John get a hold on you. Consider the incredible love that the Father has shown us in allowing us to be called children of God, and that's not just what we are called, but what we are. So how do we cast out this dragon, or muzzle his voice, or clip his wings? Now, this is, you got to remember, this is a dragon of the mind. You created it. We have a whole world in here, don't we? Living between the ears. We have a whole system of feelings and mental pictures that we live with of who we are. And in Proverbs, there's a statement that says, and there's a great truth here, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The way we look at ourselves and feel about ourselves, way down deep in our hearts, of our personalities, so we will be, and so will we become. And it's down deep that the dragons come to call. What you see and feel determines your relationships with other people and God. Our lives have four factors that will either build us as God's people or destroy us. One is the outer world, that world out there, which includes all the factors that have gone into your makeup. It is the environment around us all the time, and it is our history as well. And that can either build us up or destroy us. The second thing that is the inner world within us. It's that physical, emotional, spiritual equipment that we're born with. It includes our senses and our nerves and our ability to learn, listen, and respond. It also includes, by the way, our handicaps, our defects, our deformities. But how we respond to that and work with that either builds or destroys. And the third factor is Satan and his work in our lives and our minds. And buddy, he wants to take you down. And these dragons that we have are created in our own minds. But they're also abetted and aided by the prince of all dragons, Satan himself. He wants you to think that you are worthless. And the fourth factor that builds is the Word of God, the presence of Jesus in our lives, or the lack of his presence. Now, I'm now talking to those who want God's help in casting down the dragon of inferiority from our minds and our life. We need to allow God to develop the picture of our worth and our value and not the false views from a human or satanic viewpoint. Read with me 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We regard no one from a human point of view. The casting down of this dragon really hinges on a choice we all need to make. Will you listen to the dragon as he employs all those lies, the distortions, the put-downs, the hurts of the past to keep you in the shadow of unhealthy, unchristian feelings, concepts of yourself? Or will you receive your self-esteem from God and his word? You know, you don't have the right to belittle yourself or despise yourself because God loves you. He honors you. God values you highly. It is a travesty of faith to say, well, I know God loves me, but I can't seem to stand myself at times. It's an insult to God and his love. It is the expression of a subtly hidden dragon who resents your creator. When you despise God's creation, you're really saying that you don't like the design or care much about the designer. You're calling unclean what God calls clean. You're failing to realize how much God loves you and how much you mean to him. God has declared your value as priceless. We talk about it all the time, but do we know it? He's created us for a high purpose. God delights in you. You are God's beloved child in Jesus, but often we listen to the dragon. Where do you get your idea of yourself? From distortions of your childhood, from past hurts and false ideas that have been programmed into you? Can you say, no, I will not listen to those lies from the past any longer. I will not listen to this dragon of low self-esteem who lies and twists and distorts my image of myself. I'm going to listen to God and his opinion of me. We need to partner with God to cast down this dragon. I have Romans 12:2, which changed my life in many ways. Let's read it together. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, you need to notice we are to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. That's where we battle the dragons. Now, it doesn't show up in our language, but in the Greek language, it's a continuous action. Be transformed by the renewal of your minds. Be continually transformed. You know, I have to tell myself every so often, remember who you are. Because the world will tell you other things. Your own mind will tell you other things. Remember who you are. Don't forget your Father's face. Don't forget the presence of Jesus in your life. Be transformed by the renewal of your minds. You know, ask God to check you every time you belittle yourself. When you start letting God show you things, you may be in for a surprise. You may find out that your whole lifestyle is a direct or indirect put-down of yourself. Let God love you. Let him teach you how to love yourself, how to love others. Now, we all want love, and we all need love, but because of the dragons that guard our innermost being, they block us from accepting the love of God that he gives to us. Remember who you are. You are God's children. Remember who you are. Remember your Father's face. Remember the presence of Jesus in your life. And when that dragon raises its ugly head, may you wield the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to drive out, slay your feelings of low self-esteem. Remember who you are. Let's pray. Lord, help us to remember who we are as your children, that you have loved us with an eternal love. Remember. Help us remember in Jesus' name. Amen.